Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 23, Scene 6, The Brahmanas Condemn Themselves. After being instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the wives again return home to their respective husbands. Pleased to see their wives back home, the Brahmanas executed the performances of sacrifices by sitting together as it is enjoined in the Shastras. According to Vedic principle, religious rituals must be executed by the husband and wife together. So when the Brahmanas' wives returned, the sacrifice was duly and nicely executed. Sri Govinda, the ever-joyful personality of Godhead, thus revealed his transcendental pastimes, appearing just like an ordinary human being, and enjoyed the food offered by the wives of the Brahmanas. In this way, Govinda attracted common persons to what is known as Krishna consciousness. All the cows, cowherder boys, and damsels in Vrindavan were attracted by Krishna's words and beauty. After the return of their wives from Krishna, the Brahmanas engaged in the performance of sacrifices began to regret their sinful activities in refusing food to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They could finally understand their mistake. Engaged in the performance of Vedic rituals, they had neglected the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had appeared just like an ordinary human being and was asking for some food. The Brahmanas began to condemn themselves after seeing the faith and devotion of their wives. The Brahmanas regretted very much that although their wives were elevated to the platform of pure devotional service, they themselves could not understand even a little bit of how to love and offer transcendental loving service to the Supreme Soul. Thus, they began to talk among themselves. To hell with our being born Brahmanas! To hell with our learning all Vedic literatures! To hell with our performing great sacrifices and observing all the rules and regulations! To hell with our family! To hell with our expert service in performing the rituals exactly to the description of the scriptures! To hell with it all, for we have not developed transcendental loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the speculation of mind, body, and senses. The learned Brahmanas, expert in Vedic ritualistic performances, were properly regretful, because without developing Krishna consciousness, all discharge of religious duties is simply a waste of time and energy. And so they continue to talk among themselves. The external energy of Krishna is so strong that it can create illusion to overcome even the greatest of mystic yogis. Although we are expert Brahmanas and considered to be teachers of all other sections of human society, we also have become illusioned by this external energy. Why? Just see how fortunate these women are who have so devotedly dedicated their lives to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. They could easily give up their family connection, which is so difficult to do. Yes, family life is just like a dark well for the continuation of material miseries. Women in general, being very simple in heart, can very easily take to Krishna consciousness. And when they develop love for Krishna, they can easily get liberation from the clutches of Maya, which is very difficult for even so-called intelligent and learned men to surpass. According to Vedic injunction, women are not allowed to undergo the purificatory process of initiation by the sacred thread, nor are they allowed to live as a brahmacharini in the ashram of the spiritual master, nor are they advised to undergo the strict disciplinary procedures, nor are they very much expert in discussing philosophy or self-realization. And by nature, they are not very pure, nor are they very much attached to auspicious activities. But how wonderful it is that these women have developed transcendental love for Krishna. Krishna, the Lord of all mystic yogis. These women have surpassed all of us in firm faith and devotion unto Krishna. Being too attached to the materialistic way of life, although we are considered to be masters in all purificatory processes, we did not actually know what the goal is. Even though we were reminded of Krishna and Balaram by the cowherder boys, we disregarded them. We think now this was all simply a trick of mercy upon us by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that He sent His friends to beg foodstuff from us. Otherwise, Krishna had no need to send them. Krishna could have satisfied their hunger then and there just by willing to do so. Now, if someone denies Krishna's self-sufficiency upon hearing that He was tending the cows for a livelihood, or if someone doubts Krishna's not being in need of the foodstuff, thinking that Krishna was actually hungry, then one should understand that the goddess of fortune is always engaged in Krishna's service. In this way, the goddess can break her faulty habit of restlessness. In Vedic literatures like the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that Krishna is served in His abode with great respect by not only one goddess of fortune, but many thousands. Therefore, it is simply illusion for one to think that Krishna begged food from the brahmanas. It was actually a trick to show them the mercy of accepting Him in pure devotional service. The Vedic ceremonial paraphernalia, the suitable place, the suitable time, the different grades of articles for performing ritualistic ceremonies, the Vedic hymns, the priest who is able to perform such sacrifice, the fire and the demigods, the performer of sacrifice, and the religious principles, all are meant for understanding Krishna, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Lord Vishnu and Lord of all mystic yogis. Because Krishna has appeared as a child in the dynasty of the Yadus, we brahmanas were so foolish that we could not understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But, on the other hand, we are very proud because we have such exalted wives who have developed pure transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna without being shackled by our rigid position. So let us therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, under whose illusory energy known as Maya, we are absorbed in fruitive activities. We therefore pray to Lord Krishna to be kind enough to excuse us, because we are simply captivated by His external energy. We transgressed Krishna's order without knowing his transcendental glories. Thus, the Brahmanas repented for their sinful activities. They even wanted to go personally to offer their obeisances unto Krishna, but being afraid of Kamsa, they could not go. In other words, it is very difficult for one to surrender fully unto the personality of Godhead without being purified by devotional service. The example of the learned Brahmanas and their wives is vivid. The wives of the Brahmanas, because they were infused by pure devotional service, did not care for any kind of opposition. The wives immediately went to Krishna. But although the Brahmanas had come to know the supremacy of Lord Krishna and were repenting, still they were afraid of King Kamsa because they were too addicted to fruitive activities. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.